Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Here's B.B. Shea in with us to play the pyramid.
What up?
B.B. Shea, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but we just read a study out of the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Every hot dog you eat costs you 26 minutes off your life.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
That's cool.
Worth it. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think this story is landing the way Kelly expected it to.
I can tell you're rocked. It's obvious.
Yeah, no, I figured it was something like that. That's why I do it.
That sets you back. It's like a fried pan to the face. What? Yeah. Man.
If we can't, count on this asteroid that may or may not hit,
lower percentage, suck down the glizzies, lower man. Percentage chance now. Yeah. 0.004.
Trying to wrap this up.
Yeah. That is my dream.
Asteroid?
My dream is for the asteroid to hit and be standing next to somebody who's lived an uber healthy life, not had any fun, never smoked, drank, ate perfectly, and we're the same age, and I look over and get to go, played that right. Boom!
Right as it's coming in.
Right as it's coming in.
And the other guy's like, well, crap.
Oh, I missed everything cool. I didn't.
Interesting take from Biggie, too. He's like, if you're eating a hot dog, it loses 26 minutes of your life. You're always going to have two. Nobody's going to eat one hot dog. So it's almost an hour then.
Yeah.
And Biggie says if he's at a barbecue and sees a guy coming with a plate with one hot dog on it, he loses all respect.
A hot dog is – there's foods to me that should be eaten in two. And if I'll give you a hot dog and a burger.
Yep, you can have one of each.
One of each. Mm-hmm. But if you're just eating hot, you got to have two hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
What else has to be eaten in pairs? That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, I mean, like an Oreo. You can't just eat one Oreo. You got to have multiple.
Cookies. Yeah.
Chips.
Unless it's like a big cookie.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, those are multiple. And chips, of course, that's more than way more than one. Exactly.
All right. Oh, what about a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yes. Two? I was just thinking about that.
You two of
you
those?
Got to have two.
I used to do that at Bill's Barbecue in Richmond.
Yeah.
They made them right.
I like a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's one of the best sandwiches.
That's a great sandwich. And you're ready to go to New Orleans, speaking of good eating.
I'm ready. You're a little nervous, but
we won't see you for a couple of days.
Yeah, I won't be here till middle of next week.
That's right.
Have you notified next of kin?
Yeah, they're aware. They're aware of what's going on. I'm excited and nervous. New cities always give me a little anxious, but it should be cool.
I think you'll be great.
Yeah.
Do you have a spending budget?
I'm trying to keep it below a certain number, but I feel like I'm going to go above it.
Well, I know when you go to your ballparks, you like to get a cap.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you, anything you need or want from
New Orleans? No, there's really not anything. Just, try not to drink too much. Mm-hmm. Spend too much money on alcohol.
Okay.
Asteroid.
Okay.
Just saying.
How many minutes does a hurricane take off my life?
I didn't say. A beer took like 5 minutes. So you'll be fine.
We'll figure, yeah.
One wing is 3.5 minutes. And if you dip it in ranch, it adds another 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
But you don't like ranch.
I don't. No.
Do you like wings?
It's my favorite food.
Really?
Yes.
So one takes off 3.5 minutes.
I'll eat 15 at one time.
15.
Easy.
That's an hour.
It's light work.
That's an hour.
Yes.
I'll give you that one, too. If I see a man get 6 wings, I'm like, no.
Yeah, dude. No, come on.
That's
now.
Not enough.
You got to at least get some fries
or
something. You got
to get double digits on wings, like 10.
Yeah.
You know, one time.
I'll have 6 wings. You won't have them here.
Listen to this.
Bumless.
I went to Hooters one time with our previous boss. Chris Dim knows him very well. I was at Hooters with like a group, and they were coming around for the order. And our boss said, why don't we just get, there's like four of them. Let's get like 36 wings for the table. And I was like, okay. So they were ready to get the, and so everybody else was handing their menu in. And I was looking like what else I was going to get.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think of this like chicken sandwich? And he goes, did you not hear me say we're going to get 36 for the table? And I was like, I didn't hear you.
And nothing else?
Yeah, nothing else. Yeah. I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
There's four of us. We all got like 9 wings. And I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't put that two and two together. Of course I was going to get a burger.
It's not enough.
Travis, you are on to play the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid. Would you like Chris Dim, B.B. Shea, or Biggie to be your partner today?
Let's go with Biggie.
Biggie, it is. All right. He's going to be your partner. He'll give you certain words in a category, trying to get you to say those certain words. Dave, you can have B.B. Shea or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Chris Dim today.
Christopher Dim is the choice. And finally, we have Beth. And Beth, B.B. Shea will be playing as your partner today.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you. Here we go. That means that Biggie will get to choose first from these categories. Inside the category, 7 words. He'll have 30 seconds to get you to say them. Travis, the categories are looking out my back door, sand essentials, I knew it was in there, rub-a-dub-dub, Camptown races, and black and white and red all over. And note the spelling of the word red. It's R-E-A-D. Biggie, which would you like?
Oh, man. These categories throw me off.
Mm.
I'll take rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub. These are things in the shower. Things you would see in a shower. 30 seconds to get you to name all seven, Travis. If he makes a mistake, you'll hear this. Coo-coo. Once he does, you'll have to pass that one and go to the next. Good luck to you, Travis. On your mark, get set, go.
You put this all over your body to get clean?
Soap.
Yes. You put this in your hair to get it clean?
Shampoo.
Yep. When you're done, you rinse with this all over?
Water.
Yep. This is how you shave. You use one of these?
Razor.
Yep. This is on top of your head, the stuff on top of your head?
Hair.
Yes. This is what you put in after the shampoo.
Conditioner.
Yes. This is another word for sponge, real fancy. You rub all over your body.
Loofah.
Bingo.
Yes. Hey. Wow. He got loofah.
That was good.
That was very
He's
nice.
He's a player.
Loofah. Your key there was you got through the first six quickly, and then you had time for loofah.
Fancy sponge.
Nice playing. Nice playing. That was well done. 7-0 is the score. Mm. Dave and Chris Dim go next. Chris Dim, you can have Looking Out My Back Door, Sand Essentials. I knew it was in there. Camp Town Races, or Black and White and Red All Over. No, the spelling of red. It's R-E-A-D.
I don't. Is it spelled wrong?
Well, I mean, sort of. It's not the color. Okay, Chris Dibb.
Dave and I will do Sand Essentials.
Sand Essentials. These are things you might have in your beach bag. Things you would have in your beach bag as you are on the beach. Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You dry off with this.
Towel.
Yep, you wear these on your feet every day.
Shoes.
Yes.
Flip-flops.
Yep. You make calls with this. You also can look at your
cell phone.
Yes. Cash. Another word for cash. Your
money.
Yes.
Money.
You
wallet?
Use this. Yes. Use this to open doors.
Your hands.
Open a locked door.
Keys.
Yes, and use this to keep the sun. Ah, crap.
Sunscreen was that one. Five is what you got. The last one was tough too. It was water bottle. So that's pretty tough. Dave, you got five. Chris Dim, yep. They had trouble there. There was some cross currents. Okay, let's go with Beth and BB Shea. BB Shea, you're trailing 7-0 right now. You can have Looking Out My Back Door. I knew it was in there. Camp Town Races, or Black and White and Red All Over.
Let's go with Looking Out My Back Door.
These are things you might see in a backyard. Things you might see in the backyard.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Well, your mom and dad do, right?
Nah, not really.
closed that off years ago.
Does your dream house have a backyard?
I don't even know what that looks like.
Oh, that's right. You're dream in that generation.
Home? Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be a bad category for you.
You're the unhoused generation.
Gracious. Oh, I feel so much for you. Do you want to stay in my man cave? I've offered this to Biggie before. It'd have to pay me rent. Okay.
No, I'm good. Though.
Let's go to Beth and BB Shea. These are things you might see in a backyard. Beth, 30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
Not a cat, but a
dog.
Yes, these are big. They're made out of bark. They're tall.
Tree.
Yes, these kind of surround the perimeter. Picket.
Fence.
Yes, you swim in these.
Swimming pool.
Yes, this is what you you cook meat on, and you flip the charcoal.
Grill.
Yes, you put these between two trees, and you lay in them.
Hammock.
Yes, this is what you weed the grass with. You dried your...
A weed eater, lawnmower.
Yes.
7 out of 7, lawnmower. Very nice. 7-5. Well played. Well played on lawnmower. That's pretty tough. Okay. We have a tie game between BB Shea and Biggie, and Chris Dim and Dave have 5 still in the game. Dave, you'll go next. You can choose. I knew it was in there. Camp Town Races, or Black and White and Red All Over, Dave. Which would you like?
Let's go with I knew it was in there. By the way, I got to just say, hands don't go in the bag. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, right.
Sorry, man.
You said hands. It was keys.
It's all
right.
It's all good.
No problem. I knew it was in there are things you might find in your junk drawer. Things you might find in the junk drawer at home. All right, Dave, 30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You're right with this. It has ink in it.
Pen.
Yep.
Pen.
Yeah, they come in A, double A, triple A.
Batteries.
Yes. Scotch or cassette.
Tape.
Yes.
Tape.
Yep, you cut with these.
Scissors.
Yep, they're 12 inches long. It's a...
A ruler.
Yes, use this to see in the dark. You turn it on.
Flashlight.
Yep, and use this to bind up stuff.
Rubber band.
Yes!
Yay! Yay! Nice.
Wow.
Redemption for Dave.
That's some good players today.
Seven out of seven.
Three sevens.
Rubber band. That
was a hard one.
Yeah, that's tough. 12 for Chris Dim. Will it be enough? We find out. Biggie and Travis get to go next. You need 5 to tie and 6 to take the lead. But don't forget, BB Shea's got a 7 lurking over there as well. So, Travis, you can have Camptown Races or Black and White and Red All Over. Which would you like, Travis?
Let's go with Camptown.
Camptown. These are things you need when you go camping. Things you might need when you go camping. All right, here we go.
Ooh, that's a bad category for me.
Okay, that's a bad category for Biggie. He said he can get through it, though.
I don't camp.
I think he can get through it. These are things you might need when you go camping, okay? Travis, there's 30 seconds on the clock. Again, 12 is the number, so you need 5 to tie and 6 to take the lead. Biggie, on your mark, get set, go.
This is what you sleep in. Yes. This is what you put your head on at night. It's soft.
Pillow.
Yes. This is baked blank. You eat them. Van Camp's baked blank.
Chips.
Pass it. This is what you cook on above the oven. Above the oven. The top part of the oven.
Stove.
Yes. This is what you light a fire with. You flick them and they light up. You scrape them. Yes.
Not enough.
Ooh, not enough.
4 beans was the one that got you. Beans. Mm. So 11 is what you're left with. That means that Travis has been eliminated, and Dave and Chris Dim are hanging on, and they have a 12 posted. BB Shea and Beth can win the game with 6. 7 is perfect score. 5 gives you a tie. Black and white and red all over is the category. These are things you would find in a newspaper. Boy.
Never read one.
Bad categories.
Ask your meemaw. Gosh.
Man, he's got no backyard. He's never read a newspaper.
I'm older.
You're older, so you know, Beth, okay, what newspapers
I'll
are.
I'll try my best.
Your age, I'm 55. Oh, wait, you're not 55.
That's right. Thank you. Do you see what you've done? Do you see what everyone's done? I am not 55. All right. Okay, Beth, you have 30 seconds. BB Shea, things that are in a newspaper. On your mark, get set, go.
Baseball, basketball, football, these are...
Sports.
Yes, so when it's raining, you check the
weather.
Yes, the big bold letters. That is the
score. Big bold letters.
We're gonna pass. It's a game that you play. You try to pick words. It goes up and down and across.
Cuckoo.
Ah. These funny paper. Funny papers.
Oh, comics.
Yes. When you read stuff to make food, it's called the
recipe.
Yes. I don't know what that is.
Out of time. Editorial.
What is that?
You're too
young.
In
a way, it's what we do.
Sorry, Beth. Chris Dim and Dave, 12 to 11.
From the ashes.
From the ashes.
Off the mat.
God. You know, it cost a headline. I think she should have gotten headline.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. That was a good clue. He don't know editorial, though. He doesn't know. Good try. And have a great trip.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're going to call in your rap?
No. I'll be on an airplane. No.
There'll be bosoms in his face and beads around his neck.
All right.
This is odd, folks. We have a call from the cockpit. Apparently, one person on the plane has to do a rap today.
Oh, God.